Well, it's a good Sunday night crowd. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate our pastor being in the house with us tonight. I'm going to tell something on the Lord here. As y'all was singing in the choir a while ago, I got to thinking about the first time I met Brother Ken. It's over yonder at Sandy Flat Church. Just show you how big God is now. Had a youth revival over there, and he was in charge of it. And I think my son went over there to preach, and we followed him over there and got in on the meeting over there. And Brother Ken, God really knit my heart to you that night. And so he's walking out the door. He was at the door shaking hands with everybody, and I got a $10 bill out of my pocket. And I handed it to him. I said, I want to just have a little part in your ministry. Now, I didn't know what the Lord had in mind. If I'd have known, it would probably scared me to death. But I tell you, that $10 went a long way. Brother Ken, I love you. Well, I sure have learned a lot from you, brother. I appreciate you so much, and I thank God for putting us together. Not just me and Brother Ken, but all of us. Thank Him so much for what He's done for us and what He's entrusted us with at this place. And I give Him all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Tonight, if you've got your Bibles, we want to look in the book of St. Mark, chapter number 8.
Brother Mike, can I say something?
Sure. Chapter 8. If you'd like to stand with us to honor the reading of the Word of God. We'll begin reading in verse number 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida. They bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him.
Yes.
Do us good to get our blind loved ones to him.
Yes, sir.
And he took the blind man by the hand. He led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. He was restored, saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this good day you've blessed us with, Lord. For the privilege, God, of being at your house, Lord, to worship you, Lord. God, we need you just now, Lord, for without you, God, we can do nothing, Lord. But, Father, if you'll just move in, God, and take charge, Lord, God, of my mouth, Lord, and of my heart, Lord, I pray, God, you'd send out a word tonight, God, that would accomplish that you won't accomplish, Lord. We'll give you praise and glory, for we ask your blessings now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to look at verse number 24 and draw a thought from what the Bible says right here. As he wrote right here, it says he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Now I want to preach on this thought tonight. Walking tall. Walking tall. Anybody in the house ever see that movie, Walking Tall? Anybody like to watch them old movies where there's a bad guy and there's a good guy shows up and he takes care of business? Boy, we all like that kind of hero, don't we? Boy, I tell you, I like old Clint Eastwood westerns. Now, man, when you give me one of them things and get it plugged in, I get to thinking, man, he's my hero. But now I tell you, there's a lot of folks that we rate as heroes in the world today, friend. And they ain't too much of a hero. in God's eyes. Now, we think a lot too much of man, don't we? We want to put a lot of folks up on a pedestal, friend. There was only one that walked upon this earth that's really worthy of looking at and saying that he was good. And him being our hero tonight, we ought to worship him. Talking about walking tall now. Listen, young people, I'm preaching to you tonight. Hey, listen. Now, there's a lot of things that's going on in the world, and there's a lot of so-called heroes in the world. You can watch the 6 o'clock news, watch the sports channel, and there's a lot of folks that man is looking up to today. But can I tell you something? Man will let you down. But God will never let you down. Let me tell you, young people, you need to find you a good Bible character. You need to find you a good man of God or a good woman of God somewhere and try to follow them and idolize them. Follow somebody that's a following God is what I'm trying to say tonight. Let's just preach a while tonight on walking tall. Walking tall. First of all, let's say this tonight. The perception of walking tall. The perception of walking tall. We get things all out of order in the day that we live, don't we? Amen. Listen, friend. Today's wisdom, friend, is glorifying in the flesh. Glorifying flesh. Are you listening to me tonight? Hey, let me show you what happened right here over in Romans chapter number 1 as we're talking about glorifying flesh right here. Man, in our day, I believe more than ever, has turned from following God to following man. Amen? Listen what Romans chapter 1 verse 20 through 22 says. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's talking about what's made folks guilty right here now. He said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I'm talking about today's wisdom in the perception of somebody that's a walking tall. Hey, listen, God said right here, friend, that you can become a fool. You can become a fool, friend, if you get your idol set up here and it's just a man when you look at him. Amen. Now, we're quick to look at somebody and make a hero out of them. Amen. If I knew your heart tonight, young people, and all y'all folks that wish you're still young, you probably got somebody that you really look up to. Maybe they can kick the football the furthest. Maybe they got the best batting average in baseball. Or let me hit this right quick. There's a lot of folks that'll get just plumb bent out of shape and go crazy down at the ball field. Listen to me now. Talking about today's wisdom, let's just move up to today's worship. Let's look back there in Romans again. Chapter 1, verse 23 says, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Anybody get tore up about the Falcons? Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Braves, and all these other sports teams that's out there. Hey, you might have went down to the ball field Friday night and just got plumb tore up. You ought to get tore up down to the house of God. Yeah, man. I'm talking about walking tall now and the perception of walking tall. We got our idols and the wrong person today. Well, Jesus ought to be our idol. He left the glories of heaven, came down here and died for our sins, friend. He's the best friend I ever had. I owe him all the worship and all the praise and all the thanksgiving, friend. Let me tell you what you do. There's some of you in here got a college team. Now, some of you come in on Sunday morning, you look like you've been up all night a-puking. Because your team got beat on Saturday. And I tell you what you do. You get so tore up about them. Next time you got a need, call over there. See if you can get in touch with them. See if they'll meet your needs. Next time you flatter your back down at the hospital, go call the ball team over yonder. Don't even know who you are. Amen. You know, all they want out of you is your money and your cheers. Amen. Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, friend. The perception of walking tall, today's wisdom, we're glorifying the flesh. Today's worship, we're worshiping man and beast. Four-footed things that the Bible's are talking about right here. But notice this, friend, not only today's wisdom, today's worship, but today's wickedness. Back in Romans chapter 1. Look at this, friend, now. Hey, listen now, this sounds just like America today to me. In chapter 1, verse 25, it says they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise the men. Now listen, verse 28 says they didn't even like to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We've become a bunch of educated fools in America today, friend. God created this world, friend, and He's still in charge. And ain't nothing a man can do to help us, but God can. We need some folks walking tall, living for God, that folks can look at and look up to. The perception of walking tall in today's heroes, but the precedent of walking tall. I'm glad there's some precedents said in the Word of God. I'm glad there's some Bible heroes. You can look over in Hebrews chapter 11, friend, and you can find some Bible heroes over there. There's some men over there, friend, that wouldn't bow. There's some men over there that wouldn't burn. Listen to me, friend. That's the kind of heroes you'll find in the Bible. Listen to me. There's one better than them in Hebrews 11, though, and His name is Jesus. And He set a precedent for you and me when He came and walked upon the earth, and He walked without sin. He walked humble, friend. And He walked towards Calvary, friend, and He paid a debt that you and I owed. He's my hero tonight. I want to exalt Him. I want to live for Him. Look at Noah for an example, friend. In Hebrews chapter number 7, friend, the Bible says that he was moved with fear. Chapter number 11, rather, verse number 7. Says this, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah was moved by fear. Noah was moved because he had a family. Noah was moved because he found a friend. You see, in Noah's day, there was judgment pronounced upon the earth. But the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know what? Noah didn't go looking for grace, but grace come a-looking for Noah. And Noah found a friend that stuck with him through the flood, friend. And Noah feared God, and Noah feared for his family. He preached for 120 years trying to get folks into the ark, friend. But thank God he didn't give up. Noah's a good, he set a good precedent for us. We ought not to give up. We ought not to give up. Keep pressing on. Noah didn't get a whole lot of results. But he didn't throw in the towel either, did he? Amen. Keep pressing on, friend. The precedent of walking tall. Now, Paul, he set a precedent too. It was a requirement for walking tall. Hey, this applies to you and me tonight. Some things that Brother Paul has to say in the Word of God in Colossians 2 and 6. He says, as ye therefore receive Christ Jesus, so walk ye in Him. In other words, we'll be following Him. He's the one that's set the precedent for you and me to follow. We ought to be a follower of Christ. In 1 John 2 and 6 says, he that saith he abideth in Him ought himself to walk even as He walked. Holy walk. Humble walk. Sacrificial walk. Walk of a servant. He set a precedent for us, didn't He? Paul said, be ye therefore followers of me as I am of Christ. Glad there's some men that's got a faith worth following. Amen? We're followers. We're followers. We look at somebody. We look at somebody and we'll make a hero out of them in our mind. We'll idolize them. We'll follow them. You better make sure they're following Christ. Amen. And then, thirdly, I want you to see your reason for walking tall. Your reason for walking tall. Hey, you've got a purpose. You realize there's somebody watching you tonight? You don't even realize it. You don't know it. You don't realize, but there's somebody watching your Christian walk tonight. I hope you'll be their hero when you've left this life. I hope you're their hero tonight. I hope they can look up to you and you'll not let them down. Are you listening to me tonight? Somebody's watching you. I hope you can be like old Peter and John over there in Acts chapter number 3. When they came to the temple that day and that old fellow was a begging right there. And Peter made this statement, look on us. Look on us. I hope you can say that to all these young people around here. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a following Christ. I'm a living the Christian life. I'm following the Word of God. Hey, somebody's a looking at you. Don't lead them astray. Amen. Don't lead them astray. Be a hero to them. Be one that they could say, boy, he walked tall in the Lord. He followed Christ and he didn't stray. Now, not only the perception of walking tall, the precedent of walking tall, but the power of walking tall, or the possibility of walking tall. You can be a hero. Are you listening? You can be a hero. Jesus has empowered you for His purpose in this life. Now, find out what He wants you to do. And be willing to do it. You know the reason a lot of times we waste our Christian life away? Because we use the word no a lot. We use this a lot. I can't. I can't do it. Those words don't apply when God's in it. He'll give you the power to walk tall, to walk for Christ. And to fulfill His purpose. You got to do some things though. In Philippians 2, the Bible says to put on the mind of Christ. What kind of mind did Christ have? If you'll study in Philippians chapter 2, He had the mind of a servant. The mind of a servant. Jesus didn't go about seeking how He could serve Himself, but He went about seeking how He could serve somebody. That's the kind of mind we need to have as a Christian tonight. It's a mind of Christ going about seeking and who we could serve in. And He had a mind of humility. Humility. Would you be willing to put that mind on? You study Philippians chapter 2. You can be a hero to somebody. You can walk tall through this life. You can fulfill your purpose, friend. Not only put on the mind of Christ, but present a manifestation of Christ. People look at you, they ought to see Jesus. Amen. If you read over in Acts chapter number 4, you remember when they took old Peter over there and John and brought him before all the leaders of Israel, all the high priests over there that day, and they tried to get him to stop preaching Jesus over there. And the Bible says that they took notice of them, that they was ignorant and unlearned men, but they had been with Jesus. Hey, can I tell you something? You ain't got to be the sharpest pencil in the box. I sure ain't. But I want people to take notice that I've been with Jesus. And you know who that's up to? It's up to me. I got to get me out of the way. Hey, if I'm going to be a hero to one of these little kids around here, now there's some old men of God that's gone on to be with the Lord that's a hero still in my mind. They stayed true to the Word of God. They didn't throw in the towel, friend. They were my heroes. They was following Jesus. And you can do the same tonight. Put on the mind of Christ. Present a manifestation of Christ. And press on in the ministry of Christ. You realize He's got a purpose for you. He's called you with a holy calling. For His purpose. For His purpose. He's got you here breathing His good air. Walking on this earth. Because He's got a purpose for your life. Are you listening to me? I ain't talking to the person next to you. I'm talking to you. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to you tonight. Press on. Hey. It ain't a bed of roses. Can I tell you somebody hurt your feelings? The devil try to trip you up every way he can. But press on. Finish right. I want to finish right, Brother Joe. I don't want to stumble along the way. I'd hate to know I let some of these little kids down. I'd hate to know I fail. And they'd always look at me as being a failure. Falling out. God help us all. Lastly, I want you to notice this. The perseverance of walking tall. We need to persevere for His purpose. You realize what a debtor you are to the grace of God? We're debtors. Hey, you know why y'all going to get up and go to work in the morning? Because you got some debts to pay. Amen. You know why y'all to get in this Word and get in the ministry that God has for you? Because you're a debtor. Can I tell you, you won't ever get that debt paid off. But it's a joy to serve Him. It's a joy. Persevere for His purpose. Persevere against principalities. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the devil, against demons. It's a fight. Hey, any of y'all like to watch UFC? I like to watch it. I like to watch them old boys just beat the far out of each other. I'm glad I ain't in there with them. But you know what I'll do? I'll get there. I get to watching them, man. I get gritting my teeth, you know. Somehow or another, I always pull for the underdog. I want him to win so bad. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. We in a battle. Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus won for us. He's already won this thing. We know how the end is, but we're going to have to fight our way to the finish line. And I want to finish. Amen. Persevere against principalities. Persevere for the prize. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I don't want to fall out of this thing. No, sir. I want to walk tall all the way to the end. This fellow said, "I see men as trees walking. I want to be somebody that somebody could look up to, say that he lived for Jesus. He was God's man. He finished right." Don't you? You want that kind of finish? Listen to what the Bible says here. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in love. Walk in light. Walk in truth. Walk by faith. Walk worthy. Walk circumspectly. Walk in wisdom. Walk in good works. Let's all walk tall at Liberty Baptist Church. Hey, listen, let's all be somebody this community could look up to. Let's be somebody that folks down on the job could look up to and see Christ in us. Let's be a hero in somebody's eyes. Amen? Stand with us.